No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at the time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
From the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. It's a Thursday, and it's the day before a Husker game. Feels a little funny, but it feels exciting. All right. Nebraska, Illinois playing tomorrow inside Memorial Stadium. The last time two ranked teams played inside Memorial Stadium was 2011 versus UCLA. The bad guys won that day, but hopefully the good guys win tomorrow when Nebraska, 22nd ranked, takes on number 24, Illinois, where the S is silent. Do not pronounce that S, Jake. Producer Jake knows better. That's all right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what you got?
Oh, so that's right. Yeah, we've been told that plenty of times.
That's
yeah,
right. Don't say the F. Okay, there's right. No F. Illinois, where the S is silent, and there's an extra letter at the end of the name for no apparent reason other than I get to make fun of it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a loaded show. All right, the Adam Carriker Show, the show that will give you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and we're going to have producer Jake and myself a whole lot of fun in the process today. Final thoughts, Nebraska, Illinois. All right. Illinois has actually got a pretty good secondary. They've actually got some size at wide receiver. They got a quarterback who's actually like not a turnover machine, which he was a year ago. And I pointed out when we got ready to play him last year. This is going to be a game that kind of reminds me of Colorado to a degree. The 400th consecutive sellout. All right, Jake, this is I don't typically do this to people, but I'm going to do it to you. And it's because I like you, even though when I ask you the question, it's not going to make sense unless you know the answer. When was the first sellout? Don't give me the year. I want more details. Who was the coach? What month? What was the opponent? What was the score? Did we win or lose?
I know it was Bob Devaney.
Oh, all right. There you go.
I think it was either 62 or 63.
62. 62. Two for two so far. Yeah. Opponent?
Well, let's
Big
go
eight, Big Eight team.
Big now, Eight, okay.
Now, I'll give you a huge hint. Now in the SEC. There's a huge hint.
Okay, yeah, Missouri.
Dude, was that 4 for 4? 3 for 3?
Yeah.
I can't count. All right.
I needed that help, though.
No, 3 for 3.
Yeah.
What? Did we win or lose? 50-50 shot here.
We won.
We lost. Three out of four ain't bad. Now, this is the tough one. Because the score, I mean, you can win a football game 3-2 or 50-51. I'm gonna leave you on your own here. If you can get within 10 points of our score, within 10 points of their score, I'll say you're 4 out of 5.
All right. Well, it was back in the 60s. There were less high scoring flashing offenses.
All right.
So
all
I'm
right.
going
to. Using logic.
Yeah. Let's go with 27-21.
Oh, all right. Okay. You are within 10 of them. They had 16. You are within 10 of us. We had 16, 17 to 16.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
4 out of 5. Attaboy, Jake. Hand clap for producer Jake right there. That's actually very impressive. All right. So the first sellout was in November versus Missouri. Bob Devaney was the head coach. 1962. We unfortunately lost the game. 17 to 16. But
Since then, there have been three, well, there's been a lot more than three major games played in Memorial Stadium, but as far as celebrating the 100th, the 200th, the 300th consecutive sellout, all right, at the 100th consecutive sellout, Nebraska dominated Penn State. They were ranked 18th. We were ranked 6th. Neither team, by the way, was in the Big Ten at that point. We won that game. All right, what's the final score? 42-17. Most of these games aren't even close. Anytime we celebrate a 100th, a 200th, or a 300th, or hopefully a 400th consecutive sellout, the games are not close. The 200th consecutive sellout was against our good buddies, okay, our little brothers, the redheaded stepchilds, Colorado. All right, we beat them. We were number three. They were number two, 24-7, 1994. And then the 300th consecutive sellout, lesser-known opponent, but a lot more points scored. Nebraska was number 25. We beat the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns 55-0. All right, Jake, the 400th consecutive sellout. We're going to play Illinois where the S is silent, and apparently they're Illini of the fighting variety. Way too early in the show. What is your score prediction?
I think Nebraska can pull away. I think they cover. I do think so. So I think, you know, Illinois's got a feisty enough defense. I'll go with, I think, 31-17. A game somewhere like
that's fairly high scoring compared to what most people are thinking. The over under last time I looked was 42.5, so that's on the over, and that is covering the spread. This is it still 8?
Yeah, I think it's 7.5. It seems to be moving every day.
Yeah, I know. That's why I ask, and half the time when I say it, I'm wrong and you correct me. So thank you for that. That's okay. All right, I will give I have told my prediction elsewhere, but if you've not heard it, I will give it at the end of this first segment. Don't let me forget. I've forgotten in previous years, Jake. Remind me before we go to break to end this first segment. I will give my official final. The final boss prediction. I'm not the final boss, but I'm a fan of The Rock. I'll give my final prediction and in Nebraska, Illinois. And then at 12:30, black shirt legend, former All-American, Keo Craver is going to join me. And then at 12:52, because apparently we stay on schedule now, and that's fun, I'm going to whine and complain about how overrated the SEC is. But we're going to do that. I was going to do that the other day, and then we ran out of time. So we saved my whining and complaining and moaning for today's show at the end of the show. All right, a couple of thoughts. Illinois, Nebraska. Well, a couple of final thoughts. Illinois struggling to run the ball this year. All right, they're struggling to stop the run, to be honest with you. A couple years ago, they had NFL draft picks on that D-line. Brett Bielema's first year at Illinois, they were pretty good. They had NFL draft picks on the D-line. They had NFL draft picks in the secondary. Their secondary is the strength of their defense. Their quarterback is probably the strength of their team, which is, I still can't get over saying that. Right, he transferred. All right, Luke Altmyer transferred from Ole Miss. He was a four-star recruit coming out of high school, struggled last year. I may have pointed out that he was a turnover machine a year ago, had 10 INTs and 9 starts, 7 touchdowns. So that's not phenomenal stats, but he's completing 69% of his passes, hasn't thrown a single INT this year. I'm going to say it again so I can jinx him. He has not thrown a single INT this year. Consider him jinxed. Now he's going to throw at least 2 on Friday. I'm rooting for more personally, but I would take a couple of INTs. But he's actually like the strength of that offense this year because they're struggling to run the ball. They're also struggling to stop the run. I have watched Central Michigan. I have watched Kansas. I have watched gaping holes in the run game for opposing teams as they run the ball against Illinois' defense. Their secondary is the strength of their team, or the strength of their defense, probably the second strongest unit on their team right behind their starting quarterback, at least for now. They have 6 interceptions on the season. That's among the top 10 in the entire country. So, one key, and for me, the most important key, is the turnovers. Who wins the turnover battle? I've mentioned this before. They are +8, which is number 2 in the country in turnover margin. They've forced 9 turnovers this year and only had 1 of their own. That's +8. Their secondary, as I mentioned, has 6 interceptions. Dylan Raiola taking care of the ball so far this year. Let's continue to do it. Here's what I anticipate. I do anticipate Marcus Satterfield wanting to establish the run early on. Again, he's got great poise, but he's still a young quarterback. Everything he's doing is for the first time ever in his collegiate career. His first start versus UTEP, his first start on the road versus Purdue coming up, his first start in a big-time game, Colorado, his first start in a ranked matchup is this Friday. He's still a freshman. He's playing great. He's exceeding expectations, 74% completion percentage. The last Nebraska quarterback to do that was in 1980. The last college quarterback in the entire FBS was 2012 Marcus Mariota. He's doing great. At some point, somebody's going to fool him. He's still a human being. They're over there practicing and lifting and studying film, and I assume they get paid too. You know, at some point, somebody's going to fool him. Can he keep his composure if something goes awry? How does that happen? Okay, so my point is this is going to be a great test for Dylan Raiola, the secondary. And the secondary, I guarantee, is looking at Dylan Raiola as a young quarterback who has taken care of the ball incredibly well, been incredibly efficient, made smart decisions way more often than not this year so far, and they're going to try to change that, as they should, and they're welcome to. I don't think it's going to work, even if they have a little bit of success. Ultimately, I'm going to give away who I think is going to win. Not my final score prediction just yet, but I do think the Huskers will win. The question is, okay, how does it look? How does the game proceed? How does it progress? How close is it if you're a betting person? All right, I will disclose all of that. And then if I'm wrong, I will blame Jake on Monday, but I will disclose all of that right here in the next few minutes. I do expect us to come out and try to establish the run. We have three running backs, all right, that are averaging 4 yards per carry, 6 yards per carry, and 9.5 yards per carry. All right, this is not an Illinois defense. They got a big front. They got small linebackers. This is not an Illinois defense that's been incredibly stout up front defensively so far. Again, gaping holes versus some of their opponents. You know, you look at Central Michigan and you look at some of these teams they played, and Kansas was ranked, but now they're 1-2. And I'm as surprised to that as anybody.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Had them as a dark horse in the Big 12, which technically they still can be. Okay, those losses are actually not in the Big 12. They're to Illinois and UNLV. But right now, Kansas doesn't look great. And even they were able to open some gaping holes. Illinois, okay, they're going to try to put Dylan Raiola in difficult positions, and Marcus Satterfield's going to try to do the opposite. He's going to try to establish the run. He's going to try to allow Dylan Raiola to pass in non-obvious passing situations. I do think there's going to be some play-action passes and some big plays over the top. I've talked about it elsewhere. I think Thomas Fedoni is primed for a breakout game, potentially. 6'6" versus smaller linebackers. They're sucking up to stop the run. If we can get it established early, boom, play action passes. All right, the 59-yarder to Jalen Lloyd was off a play action pass, and that was with the defender right in Raiola's face last week versus Northern Iowa, pardon me. And he still was there. He's got some wiggle, man. He's not going to burn you with his top end speed, but he's got a little bit of wiggle. He can make people miss. He can get out of the pocket. What, he run for 15 yards on that 3rd-and-1, that quarterback keeper in the first half of the game? Like, he's got a little wiggle. I wouldn't say great top-end speed, but a little wiggle. More than enough. All right? He's got way more than, I was about to say, like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, but I don't even want to, like, I know he looks like Patrick Mahomes, but that, I don't even want to put those names out there with a 19-year-old kid. I'm just saying, when you compare athleticism, Like, his athleticism far exceeds those guys. Those guys had phenomenal pocket awareness, which, trust me, was annoying to guys like myself. When you'd study their offensive lines, they never had good O-lines. You never hear about a single offensive lineman that Peyton Manning ever played with. Not one. Can you tell me one, Jake? Don't get off Google. Can you tell me one that he played with?
No, not they off were, the top of my head.
Well, Saturday, the center. Okay. Yeah. Outside of Saturday, they never had to be good because he would get rid of the ball so quick. He was so surgical. He was so precise. He was dissecting you before this ball was even snapped, and he had insane pocket awareness. All right, Tom Brady had, I only played against him, can't think of his name, Solder, the first round pick from Colorado. He was halfway decent. And Logan Mankins, which is one of the dirtiest guards I've ever seen outside of my boy Richie. Okay. Outside of that, they never had good old lines in New England. You didn't have to. Great pocket awareness, ability to get rid of the ball. Dylan Raiola has good pocket awareness. I wouldn't call it great yet. He can easily develop that in the near future, by the way. But he's got more wiggle and elusiveness, which can make him even harder to sack and tackle as he learns and develops and continues to improve. And what seems to be a pretty rapid pace. We're going to learn a lot about him this Friday, tomorrow night. About said Saturday, out of habit. But I look for Nebraska to establish the run early and make Illinois bring more guys up in the box, and then we could take advantage of things over the top. Whether it's a Jalen Lloyd pass, whether it's a Thomas Fedoni, whether it's hitting Jamal Banks, Isaiah Nayor, who's our top leading receiver right now in yards, receptions, and touchdowns. He's having a good season so far. Defensively, for the black shirts, I'm not used to seeing Illinois not be like above average running the football. They are below average at running the football right now. I'm not used to that. Now, admittedly, when it comes to scoring points, they went from in the 120s nationally a year ago to mid-50s. I want to say 53, 55, somewhere in there. It's a gargantuan jump, but they've also had a lot of short fields due to these turnovers. It's a reason why not just every game, but in this game in particular, I'm not convinced that Illinois can move the ball up and down the field consistently because they haven't done it all year because they haven't had to do it all year. Now, what they do have is they have a quarterback who all of a sudden is pretty good. At least he seems to be so far. Okay, he hasn't faced a defense as good as the Blackshirts, just like our offense hasn't faced a secondary as good as Illinois'. Okay? I just said Illinois'. Illinois where the S is silent. All right, Vershawn was just giving me, I don't know why he's giving me crap about that. I normally don't say that, but he was giving me, I think he planted the seed in my head so that I would say it wrong. So I'm going to totally deflect blame onto Vershawn Jackson for that one. Much love, my man. Our defense against their offense. Illinois has not been phenomenal at running the ball at all. Their quarterback right now is taking care of the ball, and they don't have the top end deep threat going to take the top off the defense, speedy wide receivers that Colorado has. But what they have is more size, like 6'3", 6'4", guys who can go up and win a one-on-one ball, a one-on-one type jump ball. So if Illinois can get any sort of a semblance of a running game, it's going to open up the play-action pass game for them. I'm not uber concerned. You know, Northern Iowa ran the ball a lot better than I would have liked to have seen a week ago. But they are probably going to be more dedicated to running the ball than Illinois maybe tomorrow night on Friday. Illinois' O-line has not looked great. But what we got to do, okay, is we have to prevent the one-on-one situations with our DBs and the wide receivers. If we can prevent that, not that our DBs can't make plays. Tommy Hill, Marquise Buford, they've been doing a great job. Malcolm Hartzog, okay, the safety. They've been doing some good things this year, but these are going to be the biggest, most physical, and I'm not saying they're like out of this world, gargantuanly huge receivers, but they're the biggest we've seen yet this year. Now, they're not, it's not like they're not used to going against bigger receivers. Jamal and Isaiah, they're 6'4", 215, 220. They see them every day in practice. But my point is, if we can get pressure, okay, and own the line of scrimmage, which I kind of think we should have the huge advantage of up front on the D-line. We got our whole entire two deep on the D-line back. All right, from a season ago, and the D-line was the strength of the defense last year versus an Illinois offensive line that is not up to their own standards. If we can get pressure on the quarterback without having to blitz a ton, which we have not had to do yet this year in any three of the games, make Illinois pass the ball, okay, limit their runs, the only thing that Illinois can really do is rely on Luke Altmyer, who's been able to get outside the pocket, make some plays this year. He's got some athleticism, and throw it up to their big-bodied wide receivers. That may be about the only thing that really makes me nervous, because there's potential big plays from an Illinois offense that has not had a lot of big plays this year, but hasn't had to have them. If we win the turnover battle and we're able to get pressure without blitzing a ton, I do not believe that Illinois can consistently move the ball up and down the field against the black shirts, which is exactly how I felt against Colorado. They were going to rely on big plays. Illinois is going to rely on short fields. So the spread is 8. It has not changed in the past 5 minutes, I don't believe, since Jake told me it was 8. The over-under is 42.5. I do have Nebraska winning. When I brought David, I almost had to change my score prediction because of David Pollack. He said 27-14 when I brought him on the Chronicles earlier this week. Luckily, it's different just enough, because I already had my score prediction. It's just different enough that I'm not going to change it, because I have 28-13 Nebraska. So I have them winning, I have them covering. And here's something people do need to know. Our kicking game is a question mark right now, right? Alvano's made some 30-yarders and things of that nature. Beyond that, we got some question marks. I believe we have more talent, more athleticism. It's not like it's just night and day from Nebraska's roster to Illinois roster, but I do believe we have the edge on offense and defense in the talent department. If you look at the coaching department, I mean, Matt Rhule's a good coach. Brett Bielema is a good coach. He's built up multiple Big Ten programs, been successful. Matt Rhule's done similar things elsewhere. It appears he's doing it here. Neither one has taken a team beyond that yet in their careers. So as far as a head coach, maybe even the offensive coordinators, it might be a push. To me, we have an advantage as a D coordinator. Tony White, ever since Ryan Walters left Illinois and went to Purdue, Illinois' defense has not been the same. I believe Tony White gives us the edge in the overall coaching department. If we say the head coach and offensive coordinator battle's a push for now, Tony White gives us the edge in the coaching department. I do believe we have the edge on offense and defense. It's not gargantuan. I'm not saying we're going to rout them. But the one place that makes me a little nervous still is the special teams. And Illinois, the reason I have the score at 13, they have a couple of kickers, all right? They've made 40, 50, and 59-yard field goals already this year. So if they're even close to field goal range, they can get 3 points here and there. All of a sudden, if we're in a close game and we can't do the same, those are the types of things that make you nervous when I otherwise feel really good about this contest. So I am going to go 28-13. If I knew Nebraska was going to play 4 full quarters, man, I'd feel a whole lot better. I'd probably go like 35-13, but you never know. I come out with another hot start, and let's just finish strong in the second half and make better second half adjustments from the coaching staff as an overall whole so we can continue to do it throughout the game. But the initial game plans, the initial drives to start the game have been phenomenal. Final score prediction, final thoughts, Nebraska 28, Illinois 13. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll be joined by Husker legend Keo Craver. Don't go anywhere.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.